This morning, we have a guest joining us here on the phone. Brigham Hoig is with us this morning, an Atlantic High School alum. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Jim.
Very good. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. I mentioned Atlantic High School alum because you're working on a program here this week to help out the old school district. It's a opportunity for the school to provide some really fresh stuff to the students here locally. You've got this sweet corn event coming up. Tell me, how did this all come about?
Yes, great. So last year I planted an acre of sweet corn, and actually St. Paul Lutheran Church came out and helped pick it. A number of people came out and helped pick it from the community. And part of that corn was donated to the school's free school lunch program during the summer, where Deanne Schreiner was organizing free school lunch for students. She still does that today. And we shared a bunch of corn for that program that she was able to use last year. And then we were interested in kind of putting this on steroids and figuring out how we could use corn throughout the entire school year. And the event we have coming up this Saturday is for that purpose. We can store corn for school lunch throughout the year.
So you planted this corn specifically for this project?
Well, I've actually got an entire acre, and it's not all going to be ready at once, so we realized that was a limitation. But we're taking out as much as we can in one day, and I'm pretty excited because I was just eating corn last night, and it's tasting really good, and it's ready to come out of the field here. So I am prepared to have quite a bit of it ready on Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, I know corn isn't, it's a nice commodity to have, and this is the time of the year when so many folks enjoy it anyway, but, that's money out of your pocket if you're donating it like this, so we appreciate the effort you put forth here.
Well, and what happens here is I'm selling it at cost so that I can keep the cost really cheap for the school, and then the volunteers that come out and pick and process are really what keeps it, yes, cheap for the school.
Yeah, well, you've got to have that volunteer labor to make this work out.
Exactly.
So let's talk about this weekend then, because Saturday is the date that you're planning on getting a whole bunch of volunteers together. Are you still working on rounding folks up?
Yes, we really are. We really do need volunteers. So we are looking for 3 different shifts of volunteers. Those who are interested in coming to the farm and picking should meet at Schuler Elementary at 7 a.m. Deanne is organizing a school bus to bus out to my house. It's about 7 miles north of Atlantic. Then we'll pick for a couple hours. We'll have, water and pop out there so that folks can stay cool and hydrated. And we can do that and beat the heat. Then we'll bus back in. And then at 9 a.m., we will like the first shift of people to help out at Schuler. That's the processing folks. This is helping get the corn off the cob and into bags to store to freeze it for the school year. We have a second shift of folks helping in the kitchen then, also at noon. So all 3 shifts are really needed. And we would appreciate RSVPs to Deanne.
So this gives folks some options then, too. If they don't feel comfortable being out in the sun, being out in the field doing that work, they can work indoors.
Exactly.
Okay, whatever they feel comfortable with. So you said that you would appreciate them letting folks know ahead of time so you can know you kind of have the right amount of people that you're going to need. They just contact Deanne then?
Yes, they can contact Deanne Schreiner.
Okay.
Yes. And email, also phone. Right. I also have created a public Facebook event. Mm-hmm. So if folks want to RSVP on there, too, that's also an option.
Okay, very good. Well, I saw a note on the list here, too, that there'll be a waiver that'll need to be signed.
Yes, and that is really just, nothing to scare you off. Deanne's just being smart about being safe. So basically, if you're going to be picking or helping us, use knives to get corn off the cob in the kitchen, we just want to make sure that folks are safe. That doesn't mean it's not family-friendly. If young kids have really enjoyed coming to the farm before to pick corn, we do want to be sure that they're with their parents in that case. But I'm sure that anybody middle school on up, would be safe by themselves.
Sure. Now, for a lot of these folks, it's going to be an awfully long time since they've gone out in the field and picked corn. So should they dress a certain way?
I would not bring my favorite shoes. So shoes that can maybe get a little bit muddy in the field would be great. I prefer to wear long pants and maybe like a really light long sleeve shirt just in case the corn kind of scrapes you a little bit. Other people don't mind at all. So really whatever you feel comfortable with.
Well, and there are some mosquitoes out there, so just want to be a little safe out there too and be comfortable like this. Tell me, putting a program like this together, have you seen programs like this in other places?
Yes. So Deanne also saw a couple programs when she was at her recent farm to school conference. But yes, I have talked to a couple other people around the state who have done similar things. I just love the taste of fresh sweet corn, and I feel like it's the kind of thing that's great to bring to kids throughout the school year. You know, makes it a little more exciting to go to school lunch when it tastes a little better.
Well, and I know that's kind of been a focus anyway with a lot of the school districts in the areas, trying to source some of that food as local as they possibly can. It's not always the easiest thing to do because they're serving in volume like this, but corn is a commodity where, like you said, you can bring it in, you can get it processed, you can get it frozen and have it for a while.
Exactly.
Yeah, so there's an opportunity
there. And Deanne's going to buy as much as we can get out of the corn out of the field on Saturday.
Oh, that's great. So the school district is very much behind this project. Very good. Are you working with groups and things, too? It's not just individuals. Are you looking for groups to come volunteer?
Yes, that's also great. So we tried to explain that on our invites as well. Mm-hmm. But if you've got maybe a youth group from a church, a 4-H group, you don't have to be youth. I've been kind of talking about youth, but really all ages are welcome. Yes, if you'd like to sign up with your friends, that'd be great.
Yeah, very good. Well, I know it takes a little bit of work, obviously, to make this all happen because you need the volunteer support, but do you see this as kind of a program as something that can kind of perpetuate itself, something that can be done over and over again?
I really hope so. The reason we expanded it this year was that when the folks came out to pick last year, it was such a fun community good time together. You know, kind of delightful to say, hey, I've got this much, you know, oh, how much do we have now? And kind of rally together to get a whole bunch out of the field very quickly. It's a pretty fun time, and I thought, oh my gosh, I need to shift my thinking here and get more folks to the farm and not just try to hire in the pickers as a few folks, but it's a really good time to see where your food comes from and be a part of that process.
Yeah, so for some folks, this will be the one-year reunion.
Yes, exactly.
Chance to get back out with some folks that they met and, get together again. You kind of create your own little community there.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, Brigham, let's talk again about what you need now. That's this Saturday. Now, if by chance there is rain, you've got a rain date set then?
Right. We are actually going to do this on Sunday the 22nd if there is rain on Saturday.
Okay. But for right now, Saturday the 21st, and we're going to hope for and keep our fingers crossed that the weather will be good. You need how many volunteers again out in the field?
We are looking for 30 volunteers in the field.
Okay. And they're going to meet early.
Yes. Please be to the school by 7 a.m. That's Schuler Elementary.
Okay. And you're going to take care of transportation to and from then from there?
We are.
All right. Very good. And this will be a hands-on event out there. So if you haven't picked and shucked corn in a long time, you might be reminiscing a little bit by heading out there, especially if you haven't done it by hand. And then you also need a couple of groups to process the corn back at the school, and give them the details again on that.
We are looking for two groups of folks, one to start at 9 a.m., the other one to start at noon. Again, maybe 2 or 3 hour shifts there, depending on the quantity of corn we have. I should also mention that for all volunteers involved, we're going to give everybody a sack lunch. I already mentioned cool drinks will be provided at the farm for the pickers.
All right, very good. Well, an opportunity for folks to get out there, and your pay for the day is the satisfaction of knowing that the young people here in our school district are going to be well-fed with locally sourced products that you can kind of follow. You know where they came from.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, it's a good project. Brigham, thank you so much for working with this. Is this a project that you are doing? Is this part of your family project then, too?
My dad has been definitely helpful. It's his field, and he's been helping to plant and keep the crops ready. My parents are involved, but otherwise, yes, me and a couple friends, and then staying close with Deanne and Sue.
And the much larger community of volunteers that are going to show up, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, you bet. Big family. All right, very good. Well, again, thanks for working the project here with the local school, and hope it works out well for you. Let's keep our fingers crossed for great weather on Saturday.
Thank you very much, Jim.